Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name's Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies!
Coming to you. Oh, I'm so high. Once again. Coming to you once again from the place above a bike store. Helium Comedy Club is a gas! In Portland, Oregon! It's Saturday, November 19th, 2016. Let me see your protest signs. I mean name tags. Let's take a look. Oh, Lord. Some good ones. There's always something about Portland. There's always people that get seats in the front row and don't have name tags. It's an interesting approach. I got my tickets first. I'm done. Fuck the name tag thing. Carrie, with a K, A-R-I-E, instead of Carrie, you know that movie. That's the classic with what's with, Sissy Spacek, thank you. Let's not do that again. When any of my guests go, don't answer, don't throw in the answer, or I will, super who? Super Jeff instead of Super Bad. That's not much of a pun, but it's excellent photoshopping on that. Cloudy with a Chance of Maddie's Balls. Okay. Right next to Talians. Is your name Taylor? Okay. Star Trek II, The Wrath of Connie, that's a good one. Not another Tina movie. I'm so fucking sick of Tina movies. Heavy Nates. All right, good job, everybody. Get ready to whip those out again later. Doug Plugs. Doug Loves Movies is back in Los Angeles Tuesday at 9 p.m. at Meltdown Comics.
returns to the American Comedy Company in San Diego for my annual Night Before Thanksgiving show. This time it'll be at Doug Loves Movies. And then New York City on Sunday, November 27th. Plus tapings in San Antonio, Austin, Fort Lauderdale. And I'm doing stand-up in Irvine and Sacramento during the holiday taint. All deets for upcoming dates can be found at DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com. I went to the, it's really makes me very happy that they opened up a recreational marijuana shop in the same building that the comedy club I play in Portland is located in. It's one-stop shopping for me. And so I went to Pharma's, the name of it, and it's right downstairs, and they're open till 10 tonight. And anybody can go in there. You got to be over 21. You got to have an ID. They card you like multiple times, like you're trying to get on a plane. And although there, they just ask you for it twice. and they have to, by law, give you a card that says when you buy your weed there, it may harm your baby. Hello, I mean, I know I can be a little effeminate, but are they that butch here in Portland that I could pass as a lady? I've currently got the hair cord for it, I guess. Anyway, then you flip it over and it says marijuana can make kids very sick. Again, you know... I do a thing. I do like to go to a park with a nice J and just blow it in children's faces. So I'm putting that card in the prize bag. Also in the prize bag today is a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt. Oh, this looks like a really big one. It's a really big one you could sleep in. Oh, this is a shirt, also another shirt that says Victory 1992. What does this mean? Does this make sense to somebody? Is it a video game or something? It's Mario Kart? The original, somebody says over there, like, just ready to, just came here to have a debate about something. I'm angry about what's going on in the world. I'll take it out on trivia. The final, and I hope they don't send me any more of these, Ash versus Evil Dead foam finger, foam chainsaw finger. And, oh man, it just keeps coming. A koozie with a rope that goes around your neck. It's very convenient. Because if you're using a koozie, you should kill yourself. a little peacemaker pipe that's good for traveling. It's only been used once. And a couple of delicious cookies that I brought from my recent appearance on At Midnight on Comedy Central. All of that in a lovely Ash vs. Evil Dead bag that you will want to take to the grocery store if you don't want to spend a dime for a plastic bag. You got to bring your own bags to the grocery store now, you guys. I'm going to go ahead and spend the dime. And then I'm going to throw that plastic bag right out into the middle of the street and hope that it gets cast in American Beauty 2. As you can see, maybe a first for Portland, Oregon. Do I usually just have three guests when I do the show here? Yep.
Yeah, so this might be a first, but it had to happen because they were here. Yeah, all these people are here, and they're four of the greatest. Please give a big warm welcome to Greg Proops, Emma Arnold, Doogie Horner, and Jeff Tate.
Wow. Portland. That has been our show. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Such a beautiful day here today. Kind of like the day the Addams family got married.
Let's meet these folks individually. Starting with directly to my left, it's Emma Arnold, everybody. She's
Hi.
Back.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Of course, you're based in Idaho. What brings you to this part of the country? Did your bees migrate?
No.
She's wow. a beekeeper, you guys. Let's just address the elephant bee in the room.
Actually, Doug, bees only travel about 6 miles in a radius. So
really? So that's why you don't need cages for them? That's why you don't need leashes?
Just little leashes, yeah. No, I was doing some shows down in around Bend and in Eugene and around in Portland and stuff.
Fun places to go, right?
Fun places, yeah. We had a good time.
Yeah, and then you'll be doing a set later tonight here at Helium.
Yep, I'm doing a guest set here, and then I'm doing Al's Den after this, too.
So. Oh. So,
ice cold reaction.
So, some guy named Al just has a lot of money.
Just said no money.
So you're
gonna
go perform in his den.
He just has a very comfortable basement, and that's my whole bag.
Some people have a man cave. He has a dead lady cave. okay, that sounds like fun. And then what else? You got something else going on in the region? Or you go home after
no,
that?
No, I have Eugene tomorrow at Old Nick's, and then I go home, and I'm off until Jeff and I go to Louisiana and Texas.
All right, let's introduce him. It's Jeff Tate, everybody. Woo-hoo!
Hello. Hey, Portland. Hey.
It has been too long, Jeff. I have not had the chance to ask you the question if you've seen Jack Reacher 2, Never Reach Back.
Yeah, I have. I saw it on opening night Thursday, the Thursday before. Sometimes with these big movies, they put them out at night before because of demand. They overestimate
it. It's not a sometimes thing anymore. Now it's just if a movie's opening Friday, you could see it Thursday night.
Oh, I thought it was because Jack Reacher was awesome.
No. It wasn't a Jack Reacher thing. Trolls got the same treatment.
I dressed up for it. I dressed up like Jack Reacher to go to the movie, and then all my friends bailed on me, so I had to do it by myself. So I was wearing clothes from an army surplus store, and I thought people were going to be like, Jack Reacher, right? But instead they were like, they didn't say anything to me because I looked like I was there to shoot it up. And then I tried to start a book club with people. Like, my idea was, I need friends. I don't have a lot of friends back home, so maybe I could start a Jack Reacher book club. People that go see it at 7 o'clock on Thursday, they're probably real fans of the series. And the author made a cameo, and the guy next to me, like, nudged his wife and was like, there's the author. And I was like, I'll try to be friends with those people after. But they, like, so I was, like, trying to make small talk, like, you like the movie? What'd you think? Do you read the books? And the guy's like, we read the books. And they were like, we're in the parking lot. We're walking faster. The pace is quickening. And I kept trying to...
This is like, smelling like you're developing a one-man show.
Reach for it.
The man who...
this autumn.
Reach for it. The man who loves Jack Reacher.
It didn't.
All of that sounds hilarious. But how about the movie? What'd you think of the movie?
I liked it. I didn't like it as much as the first one, but I did think it was, I enjoyed it. I thought it was fun. I'm glad they made it. I'm glad I watched it. I'll go see it again tonight if anybody's in, if anybody. I mean, I have the.
It's
have
still
the,
in theaters?
Yeah.
Hanging in there?
Sure, yeah. Jack Reacher, man.
What does it get? Like a couple of screenings a night? Or does it get? Does it still get the matinees?
I mean, there's a chance we won't be able to see it tonight. We might yeah. have to go tomorrow.
The show times might not work out.
It's just 10:20 a.m. at one theater.
It might be alternating with another movie on the smallest screen. I don't know why I'm, you know, bashing it so hard. I haven't seen it.
It's, you know, it's a good mystery. Whatever. I mean, he solves a mystery like in the first one. He goes back.
Yeah, yeah. I don't.
Shouldn't.
That
have.
Probably was my least favorite thing about the first one was the mystery.
What else was there?
There was the scene where he tells everybody how he's going to beat them up, and then he proceeds to do it, and it's awesome.
And see, in this one, he just does it, and you're like, I bet he planned it. Like, he doesn't tell you the plan.
Did too much story to tell? Too much mystery?
So much mystery.
Let's take out that thing that was the most entertaining aspect of the first one. Great idea.
Have you seen the porn one, Jack Reach Around?
Yeah.
2 stars.
I dressed up like that guy once, too. That was.
I'm asked for my money back. I'm going to sue for Jack Breach of Contract.
What?
Boy, were you reaching?
Jeff, I've learned so much from you. You're almost like a Jeff teacher.
Okay, I see what you did, yeah. I'm sorry I can't help you with it, Doogie, but that was I see what you did. I would love to be able to bail you out of this, whatever you just did, but...
People are loving it. Everybody likes it. They all smiled silently. You guys, people listening can't hear it, but everybody smiled and gave me a thumbs up.
There was a lot of respect for that joke, a lot of quiet respect.
There is something deeper and more powerful yeah. than laughter, and that is the respect that this crowd just gave me.
It's like a Ricky Gervais joke where you're like, all right.
Thank you. Thank you
hey,
for that.
Hey, you thought of that. Good for you, bud.
Okay, Donnie, I think that... I hope that someone is kind of running their fingers over a soundboard of some kind to make this... everything's kind of feeding back quite a bit. It's making
is it
a
me?
Hollow noise, which the listeners might not be hearing. Sometimes the listeners get a great clean version of this, but in the room it sounds a little... Or is it just us on stage? Half of the people said they could hear it. We really are a divided country.
We couldn't even get accurate feedback about the feedback.
Nice. Very nice.
We still got folks to say hello to. Let's go down all the way to the other end. It's Greg Proops!
Hello, Oregon. Hello, Doug Loves Movies Nation. Thanks for having me on, Duggers.
Always great to have you. Tomorrow night, Smartest Man in the World podcast right here on this very stage.
7 p.m., don't miss it. It's the post-apocalyptic Mango Mussolini edition. I haven't been to the mic since before the election, so tomorrow everybody gets it. And then a note of hope.
I got to tell you, it's going to be a great show tomorrow because Helium has got the one microphone show down pat. If you just have the one microphone, you're good.
Yeah.
A lot less feedback then.
Yeah, and a lot less audience feedback. And then I'll be in Brooklyn next week at the Bell House the day after Thanksgiving after you finish fighting with your relatives, residents of Park Slope. I invite you to come down to the Bell House in Gowanus, so we'll do the Smartest Men there. And then we're going to Vancouver then. Were you asking all this, or am I supposed to do it here?
No, we can do all that at the end.
Oh, never mind then.
Yeah, yeah. Do it at the end when the listeners are just like, I need to hear more from their mouths.
Well, anyway, I don't have a Jack Reacher story.
Did you see the first Reacher?
No, I eschewed the first Reacher because I remembered I was gonna go, and then I thought, oh fuck, I'm cool and I have shit to do, and so.
Oh, don't make Jeff angry. Don't make Jeff angry.
Unnecessary. Unnecessary proops.
I wasn't. One of the tenets of my show is I'm bound to shit on something you love.
Oh, that sounds super fun.
Yep, there's a lot of masochistic people out there. And there's also Doogie Horner!
Thank you. Thank you. Nice to be here in Portland. I have a standard Portland opener that I do whenever I'm in Portland doing a show here. I say, oh, great to be here in Portland, although I had a little trouble finding the club because somebody gave me directions that included make a left at the coffee shop. And you didn't like it, but it always crushes. Except last night at the Late Show, it got the reaction you guys gave me, and I was really sweating. It was a rough opening.
But you recovered?
You know, it's
there was a crater on the stage when I walked on.
Are we doing bits? I had an opener that went, I would go, hey, my name's Jeff. I just found out I'm single. That's a good bit, right?
Like, I love
that's
it.
A solid opener.
People can relate. A lot of people named Jeff. A lot of people single.
Yeah, right?
People know what you're talking
just
about.
Just found out I'm single. That's funny. That's like a funny way to say it.
Mm-hmm. Like you just got a text right before you came on stage.
Yeah.
It's great.
I'm just going to hang out at this one today. You guys ready to team up and do skits?
All right, I'm the salesman. You come in and try to buy a parrot.
Wait, what do you mean try to buy one? If you're a salesman, aren't you going to be cooperative?
No, that's the funny part. That's the funny part. I don't want... I've got
Hi,
a deep backstory.
May I buy a parrot, please?
Nah, I don't know.
Look, I'm seriously interested in a parrot. It doesn't even have to be a parrot. It could just be a budgie.
I was about to go get lunch.
Do you have cages? Do you sell cages? I have my own birds.
Look, read the sign up front. It says just tires.
All right, I'm giving all the points to Greg, and he gets to read the credits at the end of the show.
Finally. Thanks, Clive.
You don't mess with the points and stuff when you're out doing those live for audiences, do you?
No.
And the new show, Aisha Tyler gives you points?
Aisha Tyler is the host of the new show, and we're coming back for another season next year, and it'll be our 450th season on the air. We're the longest.
Wow.
We started out as a cave painting, and we've... just evolved over the years by getting older. And Aisha's the host. But when we do it on the road with Ryan and them, we don't do the points. And we don't do Hoedown ever. I know it's disappointing. A lot of people like Hoedown, but not in this crowd, thank goodness. But in other crowds, yell Hoedown and Ryan will always just go, I got your Hoedown right here. And that's it.
Yeah, Greg is great to see in any setting because if you love him, he will still shit on you.
It's just our way of getting along.
Greg, do you pay any attention to the Harry Potter films? We got this new one, Fantastic Beasts.
I haven't, because if I feel like I go into a theater full of 11-year-olds, that could be reported. And I haven't watched
it. I don't think I'm spoiling it when I say the beasts are in the guy's suitcase. You see it right away. I don't know why. There's no mystery about where you're going to find them. He's walking around with it the whole movie. But, so Greg, you how many of the Harry Potter movies prior to this one have you seen?
Part of one?
Wait, this movie's a Harry Potter movie?
It is. It's the Harry Potter world. It's like takes place before the Harry Potter films start. And it's a different character named...
Why is Jeff so sad? You wouldn't care.
It's a chance to expand that world and add things. And there's stuff that does connect to the Harry Potter stories.
I've never seen any of the Harry Potter movies.
Well, so why were you disappointed?
Because I want to see this one, but I don't want to have to go see all the rest.
Oh.
Oh, then you should be fine. There's only a couple little connective references. You might enjoy it. I don't know. Feels like it felt more like a kid's movie than Harry Potter movies, if you could believe that.
I just like movies about suitcases.
Well, if you want mixed-up suitcases, I recommend the granddaddy of all mixed-up suitcase movies, and that's called What's Up, Doc?
Yeah?
Great movie.
I like True Romance. That has a suitcase.
Yes. They mix them up?
He just takes Pulp the wrong
Fiction.
One. He
picks up the wrong great one. Great example.
Pulp Fiction, it's just the one case. There's no mistaken for another case.
How to Stuff a Body in a Trunk.
No more guessing. Okay, so I just want to get through this quickly. The USA Today magazine, newspaper, just recently ranked all eight Harry Potter films, best to worst. And my favorite was the one they put in second place. But do you have a favorite one, Doogie?
I like Prisoner of Azkaban.
There you go.
It's brisk. A lot of the other ones, they're a little slow for me.
Yeah, well, also, Alfonso Cuarón, I think, had it sort of fixed and sent the whole thing on the right direction. That's why it's my favorite one.
Yeah.
Number two on the list, though.
Okay, well, I am going to burn all the copies of USA Today that I see.
Wouldn't it have been easier to rank them by the cast size place? They grew, did they not, as the series? They were children when it started? So just go, from shortest to tallest or tallest to shortest.
Rank them by height?
Yeah, the Harry Potter movies ranked by height.
Number one, first movie.
Number
two, second movie. Number three, third movie. Number four,
Doogie.
Fourth movie.
Precisely.
Yeah.
And then how many are there? 20, 25?
Yeah, I don't know what happens with the Deathly Hallows. It's a two-parter, but they filmed it all in one big chunk.
Wow.
It's a tie for last. Yeah.
I was so happy when you said that.
Well, I didn't think I was going to get to play along because I don't understand. I don't know anything about the movies, but I get the way numbers work.
What was first?
Do you have a favorite one?
I like the first one. I like Chamber of Secrets.
Okay.
That's not the first one. Sorry.
My point is proven.
The Rock
Sorcerer's,
that's magic.
Sorcerer's Balls.
Sorcerer's Stone. Yeah.
Sorcerer's Rocks.
Sorcerer's Rocks.
Yeah, you like that one.
I do. It's
you
Christmassy.
Like it because you like little kids playing around with magic?
It's Christmassy. My kids and I always watch it at Christmas time.
Right. It's always on ABC Family as their 31 Days of Christmas thing. So's Willy Wonka, and I always am like, because there's candy? That makes it a Christmas movie? Okay. I don't mind watching it, though. So the one about the Order of the Phoenix is the one they said is number one. Oh, people are disappointed.
I like how USA Today is like, there's no other news right now. This is the big story.
Yeah,
folks.
Doogie, it was on the front page.
This just in.
Flash!
It was actually, it turns out eight of the Harry Potter movies were on Trump's transition team. That's how bad he is at it. Do you guys...
If the eight Harry Potter movies were his transition team, I'd feel pretty good about
it.
It'd be
fine.
Yeah. Our chances. I think that'd be a great...
Instead of just all the Dementors and...
Are there any...
Snape.
Are there any trolls in those movies?
Yeah, the house troll.
Sure. Well, house elf.
Oh, so but they're not like right-wing white supremacist trolls.
I don't know his politics, but there is one Dobby. Big
yeah,
troll.
Yeah, I'd say the Dementors are kind of they seem racist to me.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, there you go.
At the very least, they hate children.
Mm-hmm.
Traditionally, trolls try to keep you from crossing a bridge, which is over a river, which would be a very right-wing thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
A very conservative, stay on your side of the river, please.
But I feel like a Republican troll would be like, no tolls. There's too many bridge tolls. Instead, you got to take a religious test before you can cross the bridge.
Do you or have you ever been Muslim?
Do you
been Muslim?
Is you or is you not?
Is
I'm phrasing it like they would.
Yeah.
Does you be bad or is you goodish?
Yeah.
Good. Are you bigly bad? Because they speak in that simplistic word salad.
Yeah.
Word salad.
If I gave points for saves, you just would got one.
Thank you. I'll take that one. Thank you. Get an assist.
Let's start with Emma. The question I always ask, the penetrating, difficult to answer question. What was the last? Someone's alarm is going off.
Burst of music you heard?
What was the last movie you saw, Emma?
I watched the Evil Dead trilogy with my son, Calvin. Ooh. For our podcast.
How old's Calvin now?
13.
13, yes. Perfect age for those films.
Yep.
That's what the MPAA recommends.
You know, they're quite funny, and they're not as
13
gory as
going on 17.
He was sick. He has chicken pox right now.
Okay, well that's gonna make
it
better.
Yeah. So we were watching it for our podcast, and he wanted to watch something scary but a little bit funny, and so I was like, well, let's watch Army of Darkness, and he was like, we can't watch those out of order.
Wow.
Yeah, he's a good kid. So we watched all three of them, and he loved it. He thought they were super great. Thought they were really funny.
That's cool. You should make him watch.
You said
like,
that like you don't actually think that's cool. That's cool.
No, I don't
cool.
know. That's it's more like a transition statement. You know, like I was gonna move on to something else, but
wait, can I tell you my Jack Reacher story? It's really good. I promise.
As long
it's really
as
quick.
Calvin is involved.
Nope. He's well, not.
Then you can't tell
the
it.
Night that Jeff was watching Jack Reacher, I was sharing a bag of popcorn with Leonard Maltin.
Wow.
Is that a euphemism for something?
That is what I call an over the pants handy. No, it's not. No, it's not. No, it's not. It's for sure not. No, no. No, 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 no. It's not. No, I was at the Stand Against Evil premiere, and we sat next to each other, and we shared a bag of kettle corn, and I told him that my friend was at Jack Reacher right then, and he was like, No. No.
No. No, Jack Reacher.
No.
That was his visceral reaction to not being able to see it the same night as me? Is that what you're saying? He was disappointed?
No, he, I won't voice his opinion, but I don't think he was a fan. He also told me to
keep his opinion secret, because that's what Leonard Maltin does with his opinion about movies. Is he forms
them
and then he hides
them. I don't want to speak for him. He also asked me to please stop talking with my mouth full at one point.
Wow, he's a critic about everything.
Oh, critical. Gosh, I didn't mean it. The that natural. Was so sexual. That is not how I meant it. That is not how I meant it. Oh, God. No, 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 no. No.
I don't understand how you fucking Leonard Maltin is a Jack Reacher story.
Because she reached into his popcorn.
No. Well, we should just move on.
Okay, Jeff. Remember, you're under oath.
The last movie I saw was called Scout's Guide to the Zombie Apocalypse.
People like it?
It was great. I thought it was super fun. It was like super bad, but with zombies. And less of those guys. Like, I liked it better than super bad. I don't know why I brought up super bad. But I did like the Scout's Guide to the Zombie
Jeff
Apocalypse.
Jeff is a guy that compares everything to super bad. Better or worse than super bad? That's all he'll tell you.
Better. Jack Reacher Never Go Back? Better than super bad.
Oh, I got one for you.
Yeah?
Lone Ranger.
That was not as good as super bad.
Okay, good. You finally came to your senses. There's hope for this country. Dookie.
Well, the last thing I saw was I went to a 24-hour horror movie marathon in Philly that Exhumed Films puts on. We go every year. We've been going for 8 years now, and it was a great lineup year this year. This year they showed all 80s movies, and they had some great stuff. Motel Hell. They had...
What was the last one they showed? Because then that would be the last movie you saw.
Society. It's a little known film.
There's three people over there that want to have a society four-way with you, Doogie.
The first like hour of that movie, nothing happens. It's horribly shot. It's boring. And then the last half hour will be seared onto your memory for the rest of your life. It's this insane orgy where everybody's bodies melt into each other.
What's this picture?
It's called... Greg, suddenly interested.
I had lost interest during the listing, but no. What was the name of that one? Society?
It's called Society, and it's about rich people. They have this secret society. They're all actually aliens.
Wow.
And they consume poor people. They like literally consume...
That's true, though.
...their flesh. Yeah, it's a documentary.
That's true. That's what's happening in this country.
Michael Moore.
Is this from HBO documentary films?
Yeah,
it's a doc. And so the whole last half hour is just all these rich people having this crazy orgy and their bodies melting and merging with each other, and they're consuming these poor people while they have sex.
It's going to happen.
I've got a list of reasons to not see it now, starting with hour of boring and half hour of seared into your brain.
Yeah.
Well, I can pass on both of those parts.
Well, if I could recommend one film from the marathon that I thought was the best, it would be Scream for Help. It was fantastic. It's a thriller by the director who did Death Wish, and it's over-the-top, funny, kind of revenge thriller about this young girl who her mom's husband is trying to kill her for her money, and it's really fun. And I'd never heard of it. It's so funny. I highly recommend it.
What's it called again?
Scream for Help. I highly
recommend
it.
Write it down.
Oh my God, he's really just pretending to write it down.
You should see it. He's got a big quill pen and he is flourishing it and he's licking the point. It's very insulting.
Greg Proops, have you seen a movie?
I did. We showed Jennifer and me showed I Walked with a Zombie on Halloween at the Cine Family in L.A. And the 1954, I can't remember, Val Lewton, black and white picture. It's a perfect horror movie because it's like 70 minutes long.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, and it's like the original voodoo one where the guy rises from the cane fields and whatnot. It's about white colonial oppression because I like to make sure that everything has politics in it.
Well, how does your next Greg Proops Film Club at Cine Family in Los Angeles, where you're going to be showing The Apartment, the classic The Apartment, how does that fit into the current, what's relevant about The Apartment today?
Well, if you've seen
that every man in it is this sexist piece of shit.
Yes. He lives in a corporate world where letting your bosses shag people in your apartment is how you get ahead. And I think that... We didn't pick it for that reason. We picked it because it's awesome and funny and heartbreaking and wonderful. But it is a scathing indictment of men.
Yeah.
And I've had it with men and white people. I just want to tell everybody right now.
Yeah.
I am a man and a white people. So fuck me. We really let the team down, boys.
And on that note, Bert can turn the show off because I'm going to say, let the games begin. Bum, 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 bum. Lady and gentlemen, you have a lot of name tags to choose from, so please go grab the one you want to play for and bring it back to your seat.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crow portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This is the time in the show when we possibly have ads, but we don't have any ads on this one. So the listeners get to enjoy this process. We'll go through the what they brought for the prize bag when they come back. Thank you very much. Looks like Greg Proops has got one. Jeff's got one. Doogie's got one. Emma's still working the room, seeing if anybody has any popcorn in their laps. Oh, Josh, yes, please. Josh instead of Jaws. I put that on my Instagram the other day. That's a classic. All right, she got one. Looks like she got a light up one. Making them sparkly never hurts, you guys. It's a way to get our attention, us comedians. But a round of applause for everybody for doing such a good job, making the effort. Can't tell you how much I appreciate it. Every town I go to, people go to the trouble of making these things. And Greg ran off to get what he brought for the prize bag. He might be shopping somewhere. Did you run down to Pharma?
Fuck me.
You got a name tag, though, too, there, right, Greg? Let's do a double. Tell me who you're playing for and what you brought for the prize bag.
I'm playing for Abby, and she's done a groovy
post. Wait, where's your mic?
Yeah, I'm playing for Abby, and she's done a groovy post of herself here. Irving Berlin's Abby, Get Your Gun.
That is a nice poster.
Very well done, very artful. Classic film. A classic film taking place in a vaudeville, in a Wild West show, and it's all about male oppression.
Doogie, oh, sorry, Greg, what'd you bring for the prize bag?
I brought a Smartest Man in the World t-shirt and a kitten sticker.
Pass them down. Doogie.
Thanks, buddy.
Who you playing for? What'd you bring?
I'm playing for Beetlejess, and it's a Beetlejuice poster with Jess's face on it, and it's very nice. And it's a metaphor for class warfare, right, Greg?
Yeah. Beetlejuice is a film about aspirational yuppie fucksticks who try to fuck with the ether world and receive their cosmic justice.
Yeah. And for my prizes, I brought two bottles of Faygo. I got cotton candy and raspberry blueberry. I love that one. Like, they're just like, should it be raspberry or blueberry? And they go, wow, there's a Faygo bottle. And then I did a drawing of a cat. And it's on fire, and it's got a snake biting it, and a peg leg, and a hook, and an eye patch. And it says, born lucky. So.
Nice.
Just using up all nine lives simultaneously, though.
God damn it, dude.
I worry. Oh, you really did bring some Faygo.
Yeah. What kind of joke would that be? Brought some Sprite? Just kidding. Oh,
Jesus, so much sugar.
You know, I almost wasn't able to find those Faygos because someone gave me directions to the soda store that included make a left at the coffee shop.
Killed that time.
Worth that time. It's in the delivery. I think you just got to be, you got to sell it.
Pick your spots.
I feel bad for the guy sitting in the front row, Jeff, with the Super Jeff. When we were shit-talking super bad, did you feel terrible? Like, now I'm never going to get picked? Not that we were shit-talking it, just Jeff. Who are you playing for, Jeff?
I'm playing for Joni. She made a poster for a Joni Tale. It's like that movie, A Brony Tale.
Uh-huh.
And then it says right here, DLM Challenge 307, which I'm assuming...
Means she's watched 307 movies so far this year.
And I'm assuming this was the 307th movie.
So was it?
Was it?
Where is she? No.
You should have
nice
lied.
Guess, Reacher.
You could have just said yes.
Mystery not solved.
And I brought some stuff for the prize bag. I brought a copy of my album again, Jeff Tate again.
There nice. You go.
It's a very good album.
And cool.
I brought the cookie that they gave me at the
oh,
hotel.
Oh, there you are.
For checking in, it's got nuts in it, and I don't like nuts in my cookies. That's something Emma and I do not have in common.
This is my popcorn. just to clear that up, I was talking with my mouth full of popcorn. My mouth was full of popcorn, and I was talking to him. He told me not to talk with my mouth full.
Okay. I think I figured it out the first time. All right. This one's lovely. It's all lit up and...
I'm playing for Tim Tannick.
Golden lights.
Look, it has tiny little hands coming out of it.
Yeah.
That was pretty great.
Like the weird little, like they're on the, I'm on top of the world.
Yeah. And it's a metaphor for the struggle of immigrants, of course. So.
Yes.
And
Titanic, of course, is a class struggle movie of the highest caliber.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to fix this.
A little on the nose for me.
And I'm
sorry, Emma.
I brought a mug from Tiny's Coffee and some aardvark habanero salsa. Oh, that's a popular one. And a blow pop and a pecan pumpkin cookie. And I forgot, honey, so if you win, give me your address after the show and I'll mail you some.
She'll mail you some
Not
honey
weird
from
at all.
Her personal bees.
Not, yeah, from my own personal bees.
Yeah. Thank you, Emma.
What kind of flowers is the honey?
Oh, that my kind of honey?
Yeah, your honey.
It's like urban honey, so it's a mix of things, you know, clover and ragweed and sage and yard flowers. And
that sounds fantastic.
Yeah, it's very good. It's very tasty.
Urban honey sounds like a great album.
In fact, it was my dancer name for a while. I just couldn't make it work.
I hope whoever wins this is a boxer, because this is a heavy bag.
It's that Faygo. It weighs like 2 pounds.
Yeah, whatever you do, don't shake up this bag. We'll have a sugar explosion when you get home. There we go. All right, all of that is somebody's tonight. And it is all in one bag, which is... Oh, no. Yep. Faygo's on the loose. all right, so we're gonna. I've got several games here that I've worked out for your gaming pleasure. And a couple of you may have not have played this one before. This first one is called Jason and Deb's IMDb game. I forgot to check your top four on IMDb, Greg Proops. Do you know what your top four are, where it says most known for? On your IMDb
on
page?
On mine?
Yeah.
What, you mean in chronological order? Or
you don't have to do them in the right order. I just wonder what you think it says.
Well, I'm working on a picture.
I'm fumbling
this joke terribly.
It's things you're known for.
Oh, well, Nightmare Before Christmas, Phantom Menace, I don't know, Whose Line, and then Obscurity.
They're never
movie.
That. They're not mean like that. They go out of their way to find a fourth credit. Oh, this is fucking sweet.
What is it?
Your number one credit up on there, best known for, is The Nightmare Before Christmas. And then the next is that Star Wars, one of the titles that I never mention anymore. And then...
You shouldn't be so mean. A terrible accident happened and destroyed most of the plot of that movie.
I got to get you on with Jacob Siroff. He's becoming the number one prequels apologist in America. And I'd love to have the two of you talk about it.
I thought he was the only.
Well, I guess there's other ones out there because he seems to have some fans. Brother Bear is
That's
your third.
I had one line in Brother Bear.
Do you remember what it was?
Yeah. I love you, honey bear. And then another bear goes, get a cave. That was the joke. I had the setup. I love you, honey bear.
Because those bears were going to fuck.
Yeah, with the Pope in the woods. Thank you. Yeah.
And no one would be there to hear it.
Mm-hmm. And number four in your best known for on IMDb, I'm so proud, Super High Me.
Yeah. Super High Me is a classic tale
at least
of
you
greed
have, like...
and capitalism set against a backdrop of eternal war in a dystopian society. It's a scathing indictment of people
you get
high.
You get three lines in that one, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good movie.
Very early on in the movie, too. So thank you for doing that. And that's your top four. This game is, I'm going to start saying somebody's top four, and you buzz in with your own name, Greg, Doogie, Jeff, Emma, when you think you know what actor or actress it is. But if you jump in on the first title, there's a good chance you'll be wrong. So that gets you negative 1 point. You get a point for a correct answer. And if you buzz in before the fourth title is named, you get an extra point for every additional title you guess correctly in that person's top four. Hope that made sense.
What in the name of all that's holy is happening?
I think you'll be good at this, Greg, but it is a little tricky at first. So buzz in with your own name if you think you know what actor or actress's top four best known for on IMDb starts with The Martian. Nobody wants to take a chance because it turns out The Martian has a lot of people in it. The second title is Dumb and Dumber.
Doogie.
Jeff.
Doogie's in first.
Jeff Daniels.
That's correct.
Sorry, Greg. Yeah. You gotta say your name. You say Greg Brooks.
I know. I said Jeff.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I knew the answer, but I said another comedian's name.
Yeah. Because Jeff Tate. Ah, shoot. And then he answers.
Yeah, when you said Jeff, I was like, no.
I was not in The Martian.
I think like there was a split second where I was like, why the fuck did I buzz in?
So now Doogie gets to guess two more. Jeff Daniels titles, and if you're correct on either of them, you get a point for each.
Steve Jobs.
Name two things that he was in.
Steve Jobs.
That's one.
Oh. I can't think of another Jeff Daniels movie.
Can you think of another Steve
Jobs?
Well,
you know, sometimes they'll put in a TV show, like they'll put in like Newsroom sometimes.
What's a TV show like Newsroom? I'll say Newsroom.
No, they went with...
You set me up!
You weren't going to guess anything anyway.
No,
I gave you something to guess.
I had nothing.
They went with Good Night and Good Luck.
And Speed.
And Speed, that's right. Speed.
Good Night and Good Luck is terrific.
Okay, so...
It's a story of suppression during the McCarthy era. Mm.
Doogie got 1 point for that, and there's two more to go. I'll do a tiebreaker if there's a need for one. Whose top four starts with Little Miss Sunshine? Second movie, As Good as It Gets.
Greg.
Who is it, Greg?
Greg Kinnear.
Greg Kinnear is correct.
Kinnear.
Now you get a shot at two more Greg Kinnear movies.
I'm totally blanking on them now.
Right?
The bloody, The Matador.
That's one.
And what's the Bob Crane one called? I can't remember the fucking name of that one.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's not it then.
Don't say it.
There's also the windshield wiper one that's dreadful.
Oh, yeah.
That one's really bad.
Yeah.
What's another?
Yeah.
Kittens. I don't know. I'm blanking on Greg Kinnear movies. I'm in the Doogie Jeff Daniels hole right now, where I could clearly think of two Jeff Daniels movies, but now Greg Kinnear is but a dim and distant memory.
Dim and distant memory sounds like a Greg Kinnear movie.
I'm going to say dim and distant memory. It's a thriller with Kim Basinger. It's a story of suppression during this.
Is it the soup?
So those are your guesses, Greg?
What was it?
So you're done guessing?
Well, I can't think of the name of the Bob Crane one. It was called Remote Something or Bound.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's the one I would say, and I can't. Yeah. I'm stuck.
That's too bad.
I know. I failed.
All right. So
do I get deducted a point or whatever?
No, no. You didn't do anything wrong.
All right.
Those are just bonus points that you didn't get, and because they went with you've got mail and Ghost Town.
Mm. Oh, bugger.
With Ricky Gervais, which I like that movie, by the by. Okay, so Greg has 1 point, Doogie has 1 point, and Emma and Jeff do not. This is it, you guys. This is your chance to get in on this one, so you might want to make a risky move, go out with a blaze of glory. Who's top four on IMDb begins with The Help? So far we've had Jeff Daniels was an answer, and Greg Kinnear was an answer. And the first movie is The Help. In this round, Doogie was a last minute addition, of course.
What was the movie?
The Help.
Wasn't that Arnold Schwarzenegger's biography?
Nice.
By the way, The Help is a story of suppression of the white majority.
Really is.
Over the underclass.
It's not even a metaphor.
No. That one really hits
really
on the
clear.
Nose.
Yeah. It's obvious.
All right, here's the second title. Birdman or The Unexpected Virtue of Ignorance.
I'm Greg.
Who is it, Greg?
Edward Norton?
No.
Emma.
Who is it, Emma?
Michael Keaton? You said me bold. I was being bold. No, you went for it.
Doogie.
That's not right.
I meant jump in on The Help and say somebody that was in The Help.
I didn't see that.
Neither of those people were in The Help.
They were
Doogie,
in my mind.
Doogie buzzed in.
Emma Arnold? I'm just trying to think of Emma's.
I'm going to wait for that next time. Now that I'm the...
Well, but you can't get that bonus point if you wait for it.
I tie Doogie. No, I could win because they all got... They both lost their points.
Yeah.
So I get one title, and if I could come up with someone who was in all four of these movies, one of which is The Help, which I for sure have never seen.
Well, you just have to try yourself some shit pie sometime.
I have had that.
All right, here's the next title. It's Jeff and Jeff Alone.
Yeah.
Easy A.
Oh.
Jeff.
Jeff. You're out now. Oh, I get it.
Emma Stone.
That's correct.
Nice.
Nice.
Oh, I get it, Jeff and yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I figured it out.
Yeah.
See, I got confused because the Jeff was spelled different.
I don't think there's even an actor out there with the first name Doogie or the last name Horner.
Doogie was the last edition, I get it. Yeah.
There's only two Doogies and the other one's a fictional character, but he's still more famous than me. I am in second/last place.
Well, he also had his own television show. I mean...
But he's not real!
But the reason why is because he was on TV. It was based on a real guy.
Yeah.
It was based on a real guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a documentary?
No, it,
it was kind of. It was based on this kid that was really that was a doctor that already finished school and could be a doctor. Yeah.
Oh, really? That was
yeah.
real?
There
oh,
was
yeah.
really a kid
no
genius
one
like that.
No one thinks that up.
Well,
like you're not just gonna. Make
well,
that
Jeff,
up.
there are talking car shows.
Yeah.
And
no man.
Things like of that.
You've
nature.
Never seen the Munsters.
I have seen a family
that, was based
that I
on
thought
this guy.
Was monsters and was like. If those were monsters, they would be more charming.
All right, let's move on. That was a lot of fun. But it's official. Jeff was the winner of that game. And I'd like to play a round of How High Can You Get? In this particular game, I'm going to get a genre of motion picture. Hopefully there won't be too much debate about, you know, what the answers that fit in the genre. And, of course, all rulings by Judge Doug are final until the corrections department corrects it later. But we're going to get a genre and then take turns naming movies. The first round, every single one of us, I like to play along, has to name a movie that's in that genre but only has one word in its title. Then the second round is two words, et cetera, and you're out if you can't think of one. And we also rotate, we move the who goes first down one each time so that the same person doesn't go first every time. But we're starting with Jeff, and then we'll go to Doogie, Greg, me, and Emma. And the person in the audience is pre-selected to pick a genre for us is Cap'n, Capt. Stuck?
Captain Stack.
Stack? Captain Stack.
Yes.
What does that mean?
It's my name of the captain of a hovercraft in the Matrix.
It's the name of the captain of a hovercraft in the Matrix? Hey.
My hovercraft.
Your hovercraft? You have a... You own... You own a hovercraft that's in the Matrix? And his answer is, yep.
Yep.
Wasn't the Matrix the story of how the robot industrial complex was controlling the minds of the people and oppressing us and convincing us that we lived in a reality when actually they were sucking our fucking life forces to make their horrible robot society exist?
Yes.
And by the way, as a show business note, the evil people in those movies, agents.
All right, well, I'm going to tell you right now.
Agents.
Yeah, agents. I'm going to tell you right now, Captain Jeff. Stack.
The
Listen
Matrix.
Here, Captain Stack. Movies with hoverboards is not, or hovercrafts. Okay, that'd be good. Movies with hovercrafts or hoverboards. Now, what's your genre?
Dystopian.
Dystopian? Okay, I'm going to start with Steel Magnolias. Is that... Does that count? Is it dystopian / chick flicks? Dystopian, oh my God.
That means it's a nightmare world where the government is trying to oppress
yeah,
people.
Yeah, of course it does. You're brainwashing my audience, Greg. All right, Jeff, can you handle that? Can you give us a one-word dystopian movie? Everything's gone to shit. Like Mad Max, you know, Mad Max films would be a...
Mad Max. Well, one word. Mad Max.
Mad Max with a hyphen.
I do have a question. How many words is 1984?
That'd be
word, right?
19,
words.
80, and 4, so 3.
Isn't it 1 because it's a number?
Yeah.
You know what? I'm not going to argue with the smartest man in the world.
It's never spelled out. It's the title of the book is 1984.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, alphabetically, 1984 would certainly come before A. I don't know what that has to do with anything, but Greg, thank you for your decision, Greg. And Jeff, good luck in the next round.
Yep. By the way, 1984 is the story.
Yeah, of course it is.
Of a government run by Big Brother.
It's the story of a Ridley Scott commercial.
It's a meet cute about the romance. It's a romance, I always thought.
Oh, okay.
Doogie, do you have one? A one-word dystopian movie?
Gattaca.
Okay.
Great movie. Love it.
Greg?
Brazil.
God damn you. I might be out already because I was hanging on to Brazil like no one's going to say Brazil. Shit. People in the audience have one. Don't try to help us. Don't try to help me. I'm going to spit one out and you guys are going to go, whoa, I can't believe he just did that. Idiocracy.
That was pretty good.
Nice.
Okay, so Emma's next. She's got to give us a one-worder. Then the next round starts with Doogie giving us a two-word title. Emma?
Postman. Kevin Costner film?
It's The Postman.
No, it's not. No. It's just Postman. Postman.
Is Greg?
Is it?
I think it's The Postman.
Are we counting
Postman.
That? You
can't look it up?
But Greg gets to decide.
It's Postman.
Here we go. And this show is not brought to you by Postmates. All right, it's your turn there, Doogie, for a two-worder.
Blade Runner.
Yes. Greg.
Shit. That's a goodie. Metropolis Redux? No.
I bet you can recall a movie.
Doogie!
What?
You mean totally recall one?
I'm just urging him to search his memory.
Like, just totally recall one.
Hey, that's just the future in that movie. It's not so bad. Three titted ladies? Come on!
Sorry.
Just one.
Do you think that one's dystopian, Greg?
I've got a three. No, I'm a little fooey.
Do you think it is? Total Recall, is it dystopian?
What?
Total Recall.
More sci-fi than dystopia.
I think so, yeah.
Blade Runner is a dystopian society because people's identity is being questioned by the government because they put replicants and they fuck with our memories.
So you're not even going to steal Jeff's Mad Max idea?
No. Oh, right. Yeah. Is Mad Max? Yeah, I guess it is. All right. Road Warrior.
Good.
Or is it The Road Warrior?
It's The Road Warrior.
No, I don't.
All you had to do is say Mad Max. All
right, Mad Max.
Okay. 12 Monkeys.
Nice. Oh, see? I knew there was another Terry Gilliam one I was forgetting.
Waterworld? Is that true? Waterworld? Yeah! Woo!
The crowd loves you. So I'm going to pull a Chris Hardwick and let you stay, but Waterworld's one word.
Okay. I'm sorry. The Waterworld?
You're just, it's so sad. You would have been sad if there had been a Waterworld 2 if it wasn't such a failure. Jeff, what do you got?
The Matrix.
Yeah.
Ah, nice.
Wait, but isn't he supposed to do 3 now?
No. Now Greg has to start with 3.
I do?
Yeah.
Crikey, that came fast. As I was furiously thinking over here in the corner, right? This is so cheese, but the Matrix Reloaded.
Yeah.
Just fighting for survival.
All right, I'll go the Matrix Revolutions.
The Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. Very good.
I just thought of another one that was better, but everybody has to guess.
All right.
My turn?
Yeah.
The Maze Runner. Oh, yeah. Never Been Kissed. Never Been Kissed. Three words.
The Maze Runner was the original title of Children of the Corn.
Wow.
That's really good. That's a really good pun.
That was amazing.
Yeah. Ah, that was a little corny.
Yeah, super, super corny.
Sorry.
What do you got there? Well, whose turn is it, Doogie?
Me, the running man.
Yes. Yeah. But that's just two words. It's Runningman.
The Runningman.
His name is Joseph Runningman.
That's me, John Runningman, trapped here in this dystopian future, fighting for my life.
Call me Johnny Runs. Greg.
Four?
Wait, what happened now? I got to start with four?
You got to start with
four. I got to start with four. Okay. Four-word dystopian. Oh, shit. What was the one you wanted to say that we missed, Greg?
No. Now I've realized it's four words. I'm afraid I can't share that with you, Doug. This is a fixture of what white men do to other people. They build you up, Buttercup.
Because I just remembered Children of Men and 28 Days Later. But anyway, for my four-word title that I'm going to pull out of nowhere, I am going with The Last Boy Scout. I'm out. Four words, Emma.
Mad Max Fury Road.
Yes!
Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome!
The Hunger Games Mockingjay?
Part one and part two. There's extra words on that. He's out.
Yeah, he's right about that.
Oh, man.
Sorry, Dukes.
Oh, okay.
You're out.
Oh.
Greg?
Sorry, Doogie.
No, you're not, Jeff.
I think that one of the ones you said was the one I thought was four words. I thought it was The Children of Men.
No, it's
but
just
you
realize,
Children of Men. I realize now, of course, that it's not. So
yeah.
I can't possibly guess that one.
Okay.
How about, what's that one? You know.
Oh.
It's a story of a dystopian society and...
Minority Report?
Yeah, that only has two words. If it was The Minority Report, I'd kiss you. No, I can't. Well, there's all these Philip K. Dick ones, right? All
right. Oh, yeah, there are.
The Minority Report 2.
This time it's a smaller report.
All right, Greg, you're out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Jeff, five.
Oh, shit. No, I had one, and then I just... God damn it. I was laughing at that Greg didn't know something for the first time in 35 years or whatever.
You laughed it out of your head.
Yeah, I laughed it out of my head. I mean, that's what I get for
laughing
at the misfortune of others. I should.
Do you got a fiver, Emma?
John dies at the end? No, it's not. It's good. It's a...
Oh, wait. I
there is
one.
A dystopian future
Jeff's got one.
It. It's kind of. This guy says kind of.
I don't take kind of.
It's like half and half. Like there, it's
Back
presented.
Back to the Future 2.
Back to the Future 2?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not a dystopian.
If you're going to count that, you have to count John Dies at the end. They're.
Holy cow.
I can't speak about John Dies at the end, but Back to the Future 2. Part two.
Oh,
it's got the word
rule.
Part in there.
Your own rule coming back.
Nice try, yeah.
Biting ya.
Fucked by your own.
Oh, no, I remember the one that I had that I laughed out of my head.
If you say it, I'm going to call you the winner.
All right, the Hunger Games Catching Fire.
There you go.
Yeah.
What about...
One more chance, Emma, because then he'll have to do, you know, you'll have to do six.
Yeah, okay. Zombie...
Oh, that's a good way to look at it.
Zombie end of the world days.
That just sounds like there's a sale at a store called Zombie.
I'm out.
All right. So Jeff wins this game, you guys.
I won that game by atrophy.
What?
I won that game by atrophy.
I mean, that's the thing about dystopian titles is they kind of, they keep it brief, you know?
Yeah.
It's just to the point, you know, because it's just bleak and dystopian.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did the guy who came up with the category, did you think we'd go farther than that?
It's about right.
It's about
Do you have a
six? Do you have a five-word one?
Oh, gosh, probably not.
Probably not. Yeah, that's what I call really, you know, using your imagination, thinking about what your suggestion is going to be.
By the way, oh, gosh, probably not is four words.
But raise your hand in the audience if you've got a dystopian movie that's got a long title.
Yeah.
Yeah, what is it, lady?
City of the Lost Children.
Oh, City of the Lost Children's
that
good one.
Awesome, yeah.
Another long one over there. What? Dr. Strangelove, How I Love to Stop Worrying and Love How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Bomb.
Yeah. Kittens McTavish.
Is that dystopian?
That's a long one.
No, but is it dystopian, that movie?
Dr. Strangelove? I would say so, yeah.
Okay.
Well, it has an apocalyptic ending and all that.
It ends.
Not to spoil it.
It's dystopian at the end, but there's no sequel.
It's a Cold War satire.
How I Learned to Stop Worrying About the Bomb and Love Again.
Yeah. It's a satire about the military taking over the United States in a coup.
Yeah.
There we go. Let's play Last Man Stanton to figure this thing out. Now an audience member is going to give us the name of an actor or actress, and we're going to, just like that last game, but without the thing about it shifting. we're just going to go round and round, but we'll switch the order around. We'll go Jeff, Emma, me, Greg, and then Doogie, taking turns. But you guys all have a lifeline. You can, one time, you can ask for help from the person whose name tag you chose. So get ready, Tim Tanek.
Hey, now.
No, I was going to say them all. Don't settle down. but I just couldn't see Jeff's the Joni tail.
Joni.
Beetlejuice and?
Abby.
Abby, get your gun. Okay. So those are your lifelines. And the person in the audience who I pre-chose is, this is an interesting, what a coincidence that their Twitter name is this. It's somebody called Pick Me, Doug. So that really worked out great for that person because that really jumped out at me like, wow. What a crazy coincidence. So where's Pick Me, Doug at? That's you right there? And why'd you choose the name Pick Me Doug?
Well, it's a little on the nose.
It's a little on the nose indeed. But that's, so you don't have another Twitter account, you just have Pick Me Doug?
No, I just changed it.
You just changed it?
Yeah.
That's how popular you were under your real name? That you could just ditch it for Pick Me Doug? All right. But you can you switch it back and keep the same followers? Does that work?
Yeah.
You're not stuck with it? Okay, good. Good job, Pick Me Doug. What's your real first name?
TJ.
And what is your suggestion?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Leonardo DiCaprio. You son of a bitch. Not you, Leonardo. All right. Leonardo DiCaprio is the choice, starting with Jeff. What do you got, Jeff? Name a Leo DiCaprio vehicle.
The Aviator.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
I get it. Vehicle. Good one. Emma?
Titanic.
It's pronounced Tim Tanek.
Tim Tanek.
For our purposes today, Titanic. I will go with his first Academy Award nomination. For the series, TV series, Growing Pains. No, his first, What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
Is it me?
Yes, sir.
This movie's awful. Wolf of Wall Street.
Okay. What's it about, Greg?
Well, that venture capitalists are evil incarnate. And that they'll do anything to get to their foul ends, including ripping off the public. And then when their terrible moral demise falls upon their head, there's no repercussions. It's also the most sexist, horrible movie I've ever seen. Really inconceivably sexist.
Have you seen Kisses for My President?
Oh, yeah. I love that with Fred McMurray. Where he's the first lady.
Are you for real? You've seen it?
That's a sight.
Didn't he just talk about it as if he had?
Yeah, that's it.
You mean where Fred McMurray's the first lady? No, haven't seen it, Jeff.
No, that is. It's a very sexist movie, also.
It's inconceivably sexist.
Yeah, it's really bizarre because he's so uncomfortable that he has to do all these first lady. Like, his room is all decorated in pink and stuff. It's so stupid.
He has to pick the menu at the White House.
Yeah,
and all that.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't make any sense at all. All right. That was an interesting diversion. Where are we at? So Greg said Wolf, and then whose turn is it? Doogie?
Me. Gangs of New York.
Okay.
Nice.
Go ahead there, Jeff.
The Departed.
Yes, The Departed. We've had Mark Wahlberg on the show, and he says, The Departed.
Tell me you're not a cop.
And I was like, what did you say? Emma?
Oh, I've got some. Inception.
Inception, yes. How about, why don't we do a little... I love that movie where it's all about people that gather to do photography. Shutter Island.
Greg? The Beach.
What? Oh, The Beach.
Oh, I love that movie.
I thought you were talking about The Bitch with Joan Collins.
That's good, too.
Romeo and Juliet.
Nice.
Full title.
The movie.
No, it's on the other end that you need to add to it.
The movie Romeo and Juliet.
I don't know how many times I can help you before it seems unfair. Like, you know, like there's National Lampoon's Animal House.
Oh, William Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet.
Yes.
Woo. Thank you. Thank you
gotta give Willie credit.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that he wrote that.
Yeah,
you
can't.
That he
can't
directed.
Let people go around thinking Leonardo DiCaprio wrote that one.
Who directed this movie? Oh, Bill Shakespeare. Good for him. Good for him.
Wait.
All right, so we're up to Jeff. Are you out?
Edgar. Is that how you pronounce it?
Oh, Jedgar?
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 Jedgar.
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 Yeah.
J. Edgar. Very good.
J. Oh, wait, I think I just got it. J. Edgar.
Emma?
Revenant. Or maybe the... What?
What? Say it.
The Revenant.
Yes.
Okay. Oh. I had a Michael Keaton moment where I was like, oh, or maybe he's not in that. Oh, shit. The way you looked at me was like, no, that's so dumb. I was so panicked.
I'm afraid, Emma, I have to punish you. Go to Marvin's room. Which is a punishing movie.
It's a movie
called Marvin's Room that Leonardo DiCaprio was in. He played the titular character. He was the room.
Blood Diamond, which is the story of a white supremacist corporation suppressing the black people of South Africa. In order to extract precious goods as luxury items for the wealthy.
The Great Gatsby.
Yes.
There's a story about the wealthy.
Listen, I don't want to nitpick, but I'm 90% sure he said Grape Gatsby.
I did, and only Jeff noticed, and he...
Did you say grape?
Yeah, we shared a secret smile. I meant great. I know what I'm doing. I was kidding. What's eating the Grape Gatsby? A bear, otherwise known as the Revenant. It's the sequel.
The Banana Gatsby. That was good.
Did you say one, Jeff?
I was waiting for you to disqualify Doogie for Grape Gatsby.
Not taking this seriously.
All right. Body of Lies. Yep.
Nice.
Whoa.
That's a good one.
No, that's a real movie. It's not a good one.
It's a good, it's accurate. Worse Deep than pull. Superbad.
Do you got one, Emma?
Well, this is embarrassing, but I'm going to have to go to Tim.
Go to Tim.
Tim!
Why not?
Oh, I forgot you.
Help us out, Tim. What do you got for Emma? What do you got for Emma? The Basketball Diaries.
The Basketball Diaries.
She's going with
Thank
Basketball
you,
Diaries. Like any movie, you can have fun with when you say the title and you buy a ticket. I got one for Basketball Diarrheas. And me and the ticket salesperson laughed.
Oh, I asked for one for the Basketball Diaries.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun to just change it up. Oh, my turn? How about... Let's go with Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. Bam! You're right, that was River Phoenix. So cocky. Greg.
Quick and the Dead.
Ah, yes, The Quick and the Dead. I love that movie.
I'm going to have to go to my lifeline, Beetlejuice. Hi.
You got Beetlejuice.
Hi, Beetlejuice, you're on the air. Can you hear us?
Turn your radio down.
Where are you calling from? Salem?
Long-time listener, first-time caller, love the show.
Yes, of course!
Yes.
Good.
Nice.
Of course I should remember that. His name was Candy.
Django.
Do you got one, Joni?
Yeah, of course!
Me if you can.
Yeah. And then Joni started running around the room. What's up, Emma? Is it White Flag time? Greg, don't say it.
What?
Nothing.
White Flag, of course, is about. I think I'm out. I don't have anything.
Well, you had a good
Sorry,
run.
Guys.
Sorry, Tim Tannick.
Who booed me? Come on, man.
Yeah.
One boo.
Worst things have happened to the Titanic, Emma. Greg?
Abby, do you got one?
Oh.
This is clearly male privilege taking over. Sorry, Abby.
You got nothing, Greg?
Oh, I still have a chance to save this?
Yeah. You went to her for help, but if you can say a Leo DiCaprio movie, just picture him and then say it.
Yeah, I know. I got one. You know that one where he's the guy.
What was that movie where he was like, he seemed a lot younger than he really is? He had a real baby face. Oh, all of them? That's right. Shit, that was no help.
The bereavement of the mind.
Yeah, when in doubt, just throw some words together.
It's a thriller.
You never know when that's going to work out. Thanks for playing, Greg. people clapping for that. Doogie?
No, I got none.
For reals?
Was he in...
Yeah, that's a good way to do it. Just guess a movie with a lot of people in it, like JFK. Not that Leo's ever in a movie with a lot of people in it, like JFK.
The Monuments Men?
No,
he's not in that one.
I feel like there was a lot of people in that.
Reservation Road.
Wow.
That's not what it was called,
though.
That's
not what it's called?
No.
But
that's where you stay on the road. That's your hotel chain.
The fuck is the name of that movie?
Not Reservation Road. Reservation Road. Reservation Road. I just keep saying it, make it harder for you to think of the real word. Emma's no help with the reservation suggestion.
The Road of Reservation.
The Reservation Reloaded.
Do you want to...
Mockingjay.
Twilight. Do you want to guess a different one, Jeff?
End of Times.
I mean, Jeff lasted the longest anyway, right?
No, I think it was me.
Oh, really? No, no, you just got out.
Yeah.
Oh.
Revenation? Revenant Road? The Revenant Road. The Wolves of Wall Street.
Those wolves.
Why did someone go, oh!
Was that close?
Because you were so close to a title that's already been said.
What's the name of that other movie you was in with Kay Winslet?
Yeah, we know what movie you're talking about, but you're the one that has to come up with the
shit,
title.
Yeah, that one. That one. I can't think of the name of it either. I can see the poster. I remember
Hamlet.
Avoiding it.
This lady right here just made a V with her hands and then went like that with like that was gonna help. Like, oh, Jaws? What the fuck?
But you
the vagina model.
You already went to your lifeline?
Yeah. And I got Catch Me If You Can, which was the last correct title said.
Yeah. Ooh. There you go. So you're the winner.
Hooray.
You could have given up a lot earlier and still won.
What? I mean, I can name a lot of Leo movies because This Boy's Life is all about Leo.
All right. This Boy's Life.
I can't get enough of Leo. Sometimes I'll go down to the Mosquito Coast. That's the other one that's that other kid.
That's River Phoenix.
I get it mixed up with River Phoenix now? That's fucked up. That is really messed up.
What was the name of the one with Kate Winslet?
Revolutionary Road.
Revolution Road.
Yeah.
Correct.
And Jeff's then there was a movie where he was named Jimmy somebody. Jimmy. That's the other River Phoenix. God damn it.
Stand by Me.
Yeah, I'm permanently running confusing. So which Leos did we miss? Man in the Iron Mask.
Oh. What? Man.
Celebrity, the Woody Allen movie. My Own Private Idaho.
That was River
That's
Phoenix.
River Phoenix too, you
That's
bastard.
River Phoenix.
Explorers.
Stop doing that. Well, I think we did pretty good with Leo. I think we cleaned up. But Jeff is our winner, so come get your prizes. What's the name again?
Joni.
Joni. Joni, come get your stuff.
Wait, wait, wait.
Wait. Don't forget that. Yeah. Let's do some plugs. Greg, what do you got to plug?
We're showing The Apartment December 7th at CineFamily if you're in Los Angeles. You can go to gregproops.com. And I'm in New York and then London and then Paris and then back in San Francisco for New Year's. Yay.
Gee, it's too bad you're not going any place that's cool and fun and interesting.
Yeah, I was going to go to Indianapolis and then I remembered what color it was. I'm joking.
What?
Doogie, what do you got coming up, dude?
I'm going to be at Helium Comedy Club in Philadelphia, November 21st. And I'm going to be at Good Good Comedy in Philadelphia, December 9th. And then check out my album, A Delicate Man.
What about you? Doogie has books. Here, I want to add to the plugging. We're working together all week. Tell them about your books.
You can check out some very interesting cats perhaps you weren't aware of. Or 100 Ghosts, or Everything Explained Through Flowcharts, or my latest book, the Die Hard coloring book. Thank you, Greg.
It's a chance to color in all your favorite moments from Die Hard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The original.
I hope you have lots of red crayons.
Ho, ho, ho. Jeff Tate, what do you got?
I am going to be in Minneapolis next Friday and Saturday, Black Friday and regular Saturday. After Thanksgiving.
All Saturdays matter.
What? What? Right. Either way, I'm in a place called the Comedy Corner Underground or something thereabouts. And then Emma and I are in Shreveport, Louisiana, Lafayette, Louisiana, and Houston at the end of beginning of December.
And where do they go for all your dates?
JustAnotherClown.com, and you can buy my newest album out front on your way out. I have some with me. Yeah.
How much are those going for? Like, they can pay whatever they want?
Yeah, but, like, pay a lot. Like, pay whatever you think I would want. Right? And come on, just give me some of that money. It's not going to be worth anything soon. Spend it while you got it and give it to me. Well, it still counts.
What are you going to do with it?
What? Oh, I don't know. I haven't thought that far ahead.
Yeah, you're just going to spend it probably.
Yeah, I'm going to spend, I'll spend some of it in Portland. I'll leave it here in your community.
This is trickle-down economics at its finest.
You going to stick around for Small Business Saturday?
Yeah. Is that the one that comes after Black Friday?
Yep. So you'll be in Minneapolis.
I'll be in Minneapolis.
Oh, well.
Checking out some small businesses up
there. All right. Wrapping it up.
Done.
Emma, other than those places Jeff mentioned, what else where can we see you?
After that, I will be in Austin, and people can see me there. And I have a book coming out in January called Notion Sickness. You can buy a teaser chapter. You can get it on my website, emmaarnold.com, or on Amazon.
Yay.
Nice.
Beetlejuice didn't put a shithead on the back of her. Oh, passing it up here.
Hi.
Very good. Oops, sorry. Let me take a look at that. Oh, there's a bunch of things crossed off on here. The other side, yeah. Who is David Kokar? Am I pronouncing it right?
Yeah.
David Kokar is a shithead? Your boyfriend? All right, I'll mix it in when I close. I'll mix it in with the others, and then people won't necessarily know that he's sitting right there. Thank you to all of my guests, Greg Proops, Doogie Horner, Jeff Tate, and Emma Arnold. Thank you to Helium in Portland and to all you guys for coming out on, like we said earlier, a gorgeous Saturday afternoon. And as always, oh, wait, do I have a plug, too? Oh, it just says, see you in Los Angeles, Tuesday, Los Angeles. DougLoveMovies.com. Whoever picked this sign won, so no shithead is needed. Yeah, crazy confidence on that one. Sorry if I lost one of your little... Oh, there's your little hand. I'll just leave it right next to it there. And Steve Bannon? He's... Your boyfriend is Steve Bannon? And he's a shithead? And David Kokar is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch an underdog. Eyes of both of viewing powers makes him foggy. There's no room in his heart for you.